Kamala Harris exits motorcade wearing earbuds, avoiding the press. By Hannah Knudsen on September 2, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris opted to exit her motorcade on Monday wearing earbuds, attempting to make herself look too preoccupied to speak to the press as she departed Joint Base Andrews, en route to Detroit, Michigan. Video shows Harris exiting her vehicle wearing earbuds attached to her phone. She points and does a brief wave in the direction of the press as she briskly walks to the plane, adjusting one of her earbuds as she climbs the stairs of the aircraft, completely avoiding the press. Watch. This is not just a minor faux pas, it's a blatant display of arrogance and an outright disregard for the principles of transparency and accountability that are supposed to define democratic leadership, one ex-user observed. What's she so afraid of? Another asked. Can't even answer a question cause she knows it'll be incoherent or mention burdens three times, lol. Another surmised as one added, she is so obviously not on the phone and is just trying to dodge media. Harris's seeming avoidance of the press follows her bungle over the weekend, trashing Gold Star families by essentially suggesting that they allowed former President Donald Trump to use them as political props as he honored their loved ones who died as a result of the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal. The Gold Star families responded, blasting Harris for the misinformation. We, the families of the brave service members who were tragically killed in the Abbey Gate bombing, are appalled by Vice President Kamala Harris' recent attempts to politicize President Trump's visit to Arlington National Cemetery, they wrote in part. President Trump was invited by us, the Gold Star families, to attend the solemn ceremonies commemorating the three-year anniversary of our children's deaths. He was there to honor their sacrifice, yet Vice President Harris has disgracefully twisted this sacred moment into a political ploy, they continued. The Trump campaign also released a video featuring some of the family members of these fallen service members, who made it clear that Trump has been a rock for them while they have been ignored by the Biden-Harris administration. Watch. Harris's choice to ignore the media on Monday also follows the only interview she sat down for, with CNN's Dana Bash. It still stands as the only interview she has participated in since being coronated as the Democrat nominee, largely avoiding the press. Related, Harris, I haven't implemented inflation fixes I promised because we had to recover, we did good work.